WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. It'll be an hour of local artists, some old favorites, original tunes. We'll be on the air for an hour in the middle of the month, just prior to the Sunday Night Hayride on WGEL.
Here we go, Swamp. October, spooky month.
Yeah,
I got some spooky music and some spooky local and spooky unlocal music going tonight for some.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to start off with a tune by a friend of ours,
Aaron O'Toole.
Yes.
And it's called The Ghost of a Freight Train.
Covered up by grass and all the vines, still ain't gonna bring him back. It was an early autumn snow back in 62. 50,000 tons of tall mountain timber just had to come on through. Charlie was the engineer, a child of a train. Down below the wake of the snow, picked up like the ghost of a freight train. If he can get through Boulder Pass before the eye of the storm, he'll soon be in her loving arms again. The ghost of a freight train.
Swamp, the ghost of a freight train.
Ghost of a freight train. That was Aaron O'Toole again. And the fellow playing the fiddle there is a guy named Jeff Sachs. They were part of a duo around the turn of this century here, the 2000s. So, yeah,
Well, this next fellow is not a homegrown person. He's a musical giant, as far as I'm concerned. We lost him a couple months ago, none other than Charlie Daniels. And once again, Charlie, the closest Charlie got, I think he played in Vandalia one time. This one is a scary song by Charlie. It's called The Legend of Willie Swamp, and a little more of an obscure one, but I think it's got a good Halloween theme. There's you know, murder and gold and et cetera, et cetera. So I think that people will, if you enjoy that sort of thing. Anyway, Charlie Daniels and The Legend of Willie Swamp.
Say the ghost of the Lucius Clay gets up and he walks around.
we got the Halloween getting going here.
There.
Swamp. Yeah.
Legend of Willie Swamp. Here's some advice just to stay away from the Willie Swamp, I think.
Yeah. And what we got next to your swamp?
Now we have a good buddy of ours.
Something we got. We got to do an introduction on this one. We did this. We did this was recorded live right here in the WGL studio with a dobro player, guitar player, and a banjo player, the dobro player doing most of the singing, but it's a nice little selection of three tunes that have made this particular dobro player very infamous around these parts.
I think so, yeah. We got old Randy Hamill from down in around Huey, Illinois, down that way. And I think he plays harmonica I guess we should just say Craig Baumberger is playing banjo.
Yeah.
And myself, I'm playing guitar.
Yourself on the guitar. Yeah. Live from the WGL studio audience. Here we come for an encore. Three tunes by the infamous Randy Hamill.
Randy Hamill.
Clinton County,
Randy and his, they're not East River boys, but we'll just call them that for tonight, I guess.
There we go.
Close enough.
All right.
Columbus stockades, my friends have turned their backs on me. Go and leave me if you wish to. Never let it cross your mind. In your heart, you love another, then leave little darling, I don't mind. Where bone?
Started right
there
here.
All ready to go bear hunting with a switch.
Get that bear and get that switch. Tell us what we're listening to.
We're going to listen to Bury Me Beneath the Willows, an old Carter family song that made them famous back in 1932.
All right. Way back.
Oh, tree, so she will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me. My heart is sad and I am lonely, for the only one I love. When can I see her? Oh, no, never till we meet in heaven above. Oh, bury me beneath the willows under a weeping willow tree, so she will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she will for me. I hope.
Songs there, I guess, with Randy and Craig Baumberger and myself. And mentioning Craig Baumberger, it's a good segue here. I talked to Craig a week or so ago and said, hey, need a scary song. He just looked at me kind of blankly. So it's one of the first times I was really disappointed with Craig. He didn't come up with anything. So he's past the deadline. So.
Well, what can you do? You
I don't know what
pull
to say.
Something out. You be the judge of scary.
He's written about every other kind of song, and the song we're going to hear is one that's we used to do the open mic in Effingham, and you went over, John. You were a big hit over
there. That's pretty scary, yeah.
You were a big hit over there, man. And
We'll be hearing from the old man here shortly.
Okay. Yeah. But at the open mic, it's always a big hit. He's kind of developed a little following, I think, there, and the song's called That Ain't Fair.
That Ain't Fair. Here's one of the, this is a good one. Here we go.
That ain't fair, that ain't fair. Well, I think I'm smelling something in the air. Gotta hold my nose and close my eyes. I just can't breathe the air. Well, you know what I think.
What do you think, boo?
That ain't fair. Well, we all chipped in a little bit. We bailed out from the sacks. They don't want to be the air. They don't want to pay the tax. They've given all the profit to the CEO.
Craig Baumberger back in the days that we're really good friends. Like I say, he kind of let me down. He didn't write a scary song for a show. So, memories of a better day.
But we got a scary song written
we got a scary
locally
song.
Here.
Yeah.
The old guy wrote one. And
oh, that's right. He's got to come up there.
It scares me, I'm telling you. You wonder about this song. You
know? I know.
But it's pretty well, pretty good for the season. And a little throw a scare into somebody. And it's... Well, I think you'll know what the name of the song is after it's played. So we'll just listen to it. And
all right.
Well, here's a family tune. Sure hope it ain't your family. Sure hope it don't become my family. Here we go. Well, there's a geezer in our freezer, and he looks a lot like somebody we all know. frozen solid as a side of beef or maybe buffalo. Buffalo. Yeah, Grandma loved Grandpa, but Grandpa loved Cousin Gail. Now Grandpa's in the freezer and Grandma's in the Bond County Jail. If you want to visit Grandpa, you can view him anytime. Just don't expect much conversation, he's as stiff as Georgia pine. There's a geezer in our freezer, but we don't know for how long. Judge Knight says Grandpa's evidence in a story gone all wrong. And until the case is closed, you might take ice cream off your list of midnight snacks. Busting open the freezer door that time of night could cause a heart attack. Yeah, there's a geezer in our freezer, and he's set up just like somebody we all know. Frozen solid as side of beef or maybe buffalo. Sometimes we blame Grandma, but we like to spring her and bring her home. Especially Cousin Gail, poor girl says she's all alone. Do the refrain one more time, what do you say? There's a geezer in our freezer, and he smells a lot like somebody we all know. Frozen solid is a side of beef or maybe buffalo. Well, they couldn't buffalo Grandma.
Okay, Swamp, what do you do? You can't buffalo Grandma.
No.
Watch out.
That's just a beautiful song.
It's got,
I think. I mean,
it's got flavor, that's for sure.
I don't know, maybe it's an acquired taste. I don't know. But,
acquired. Yeah. We got some good friends of you guys coming up here, yeah.
I think Craig got this to you through the computer. It's some friends that we have down in Nashville, the big city, windy city of Nashville, Tennessee. And it's half of the Johnsons are kind of featured here. It's Dave and Melody Johnson. And they've got a little folk duo kind of thing, and mostly playing acoustic guitars and trying to feature Melody as a singer. David plays the guitar and kind of backs her up mostly. They do some original things. The tune we're going to hear now is called Hymns Forever True. Anyway, this is the duo of, I guess they're just going by the Johnsons, and I think it's the duo of David and Melody here. So
here we go.
Let's give a listen, I guess.
Huh? All right.
Spirit keeps me in your mercy as I go. I used to choose what made me happy. Now my weary hands are tied to a struggle to remember where I am. And my clothes are very few. My poor daughter comes to me, singing hymns forever true. Hymns forever true. Have been sold and surely gone. Only strangers come to see me, and they never stay too long. My dead husband was a kind man, playing numbers in the game. We got lost in separation, but he took me back again. and my clothes are very few. My poor daughter comes to hold me, singing hymns forever true. Hymns forever true. Many troubles, many years will tell the truth in the memories of all who suffered, abandoned and confused. All my diamonds have been stolen, and my clothes are very few. Singing hymns forever true, hymns forever true. All my diamonds have been stolen, Lord, all my clothes, well, they are few. My poor daughter comes to me, singing hymns forever true, hymns forever true.
Good stuff by the Johnsons.
The Johnsons. Like I say, that was a tune written by a guy named Malcolm Holcomb, I think. They do a wide variety of things. They do original music. Anyway, some just the nicest people I ever met. Anyway, when things get to open up again, maybe we'll get them back up here and try to do a songwriter's thing at the Globe or something. So they were up here in November, actually. They came up and saw the show with Mark Dvorak and his buddy that played.
Well, this next guy we've seen around here just lately. Yeah. As a matter of fact, he's gotten a few gigs here, and that's good to hear that he's out singing. And I picked up a CD from him on some of his original stuff that he's done in the blues category.
Yeah,
and that's our buddy Big Jeff.
Yeah. Got a guitar man with him there?
Yes, sir. Brother Jefferson and Big Rich. And that guitar man is throwing some really good guitar on this. And, of course, you'll recognize Brother Jeff's voice.
Yeah. So what's the name of this tune here, John?
The name of this tune is Raining on the Inside.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Like a fish in a barrel, like a dog on a chain, living in my own prison, like I'll just go insane. Sun shining on the outside, everything looking fine. Everything everything's looking fine. But it's raining on the inside. That's how I live my life.
They're doing the blues here, man.
Yes, sir. Raining on the inside.
All right.
That big voice on the outside.
Yeah.
Always good stuff.
You betcha.
Well, we had a fella in here about a year or so ago. Come to town and did a great show at the Globe. And, man, he could play the guitar played a few other instruments there. And didn't he have a mandolin at one time, too? And I don't think he had a banjo, but he could do just about all of it.
Yeah.
And from down under.
From down under. Land from down under.
Yeah, I was talking to him after the show, and he had spent a lot of time in Texas also, compared Texas favorably with Australia.
Okay.
If you ever want to know.
Okay.
You don't want to travel a long way to experience Australia. You might just
go to Texas.
Head down I-40 or whatever that one is that goes to Amarillo, and you'll be there.
You don't have to go quite as far. Well, let's see which way.
You get to Dallas probably before you get to Amarillo.
Yeah.
You can see some of Texas, and except for no kangaroos.
No kangaroos.
It's a lot like Australia.
Bring your own kangaroo, I guess, something. So. His name is Bill Chambers, by the way.
Yes, his name's Bill Chambers, and this is one of his hit songs he had in Australia, I understand.
You know what, Bill was kind of surprised when he showed up for the songwriters showcase and had his name up on the marquee. Oh, this is nice, you know. This guy's,
saw his name in lights right here, good old USA. Yeah.
He's a little bit disappointed that it wasn't more of a honky-tonk, I think, but... said, hey, we can hook you up with a honky-tonk pretty quick.
So, yeah, don't have to go far.
That's the place I spent most about 10 years playing with a country band. I could hook you up pretty good. So, but anyway, yeah, it seemed like a good fellow. And what's the name of this one right here, John? The
name of this one is...
Is it the 52 Kid?
No. We switch gears here, and we're going to hear... Hillbilly Daddy.
Hillbilly Daddy.
Bill Chambers.
Yeah.
Here it is, big
All
boy.
Right.
Here we go.
Yeah, right.
Everywhere I go, they try to put me down. Before my motor's cold, they run me out of town. Cause I'm a hillbilly daddy. I ain't got no home. I'm a hillbilly daddy and I got the urge to roam. I see that motel welcome sign. No vacancy, no room. Tonight for a hillbilly daddy, I keep moving on. But this hillbilly daddy can drive all night till dawn. I'm a hillbilly daddy, I ain't slowing down. I'm a hillbilly daddy, I'm a heading for your town. Let's go!
Yo, Hillbilly Daddy's moving
Hillbilly
on.
Daddy.
Moving on down the road.
You know, thing talking to Bill, too, Bill Chambers, he really likes all the American music, too, and just really loved Hank Williams.
Yeah.
Particularly. You know.
He was a big Hank Williams fan. Yes,
yeah. So.
Yes. But who's not? You know?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right down to it.
I think so.
Don't hear too much
negativity
about Hank. There's a big Hank Williams Museum down there in Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah. I need to stop there someday on my way south.
And, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, we're kind of back to a scary format, and Bill is not exactly homegrown. He did stop through Greenville. These guys are not homegrown at all, so, again, apologies to anybody out there that doesn't like this, but I just love the version of this song, and we're talking about the band. And the band there's only two guys left out of five at this point. There was four Canadians and one guy from Arkansas that made up the band. And they got the name of the band. They considered some other kind of outlandish names to begin with and basically went with the band because they had backed up Bob Dylan on tours and this and that and in the studio. And people just called them the band. So that's the band is the band here. So. They're doing a song called Long Black Veil, which a year ago, I was looking at my own personal archives. We had a group called the Chieftains did this song with Mick Jagger, of all people, singing the song. I just really love this version by the band, and it's called the Long Black Veil. And being the literature major that I am, pay attention to the point of view in this song. Every song or story, whatever it is, has a point of view. And the point of view on this song is kind of odd. And Let's see if you catch it, and we'll talk about it on the end of this thing later. So here's the band with the long black.
What's weird about that song?
Is that the guy narrating, singing the song is dead. So he's talking about, there's a little mix up there with the thing. He's with his best friend's wife, so he couldn't say, hey, you know, he had an alibi, but he couldn't speak up. And he'd be, you know, that would not be too good either. So he gets hung, pink, and then she walks these hills and is sad about her lover, who's no longer with us.
Oh, well,
so, that's which is sort of odd point of view, you know. It's that's why it should be spooky.
Mm-hmm.
So it's narrated by a dead man, basically. That was the band, and the lead singer in that particular song is a guy named Rick Danko, and backed up by Lee Von Helm, who was the guy from Arkansas, and the other guys were Robbie Robertson and Garth Hudson and Richard Manuel. And three of those guys are gone at this point, so there's only two left, and the band is no longer, but I just really like that version. So
yes.
Anyway, it's a cool version, so enough of that.
Good.
And so we have the next thing we're going to go into, John, is this tribute album that was for yours truly and my wife a couple of years back. We had some I was going to say mental problems. We had some medical problems. We have some mental problems, too, but... had some medical problems, and some of my good friends got together and threw a bash for us, and turned out pretty good. And this cut we're going to hear is called Mama Don't Lie, and this pretty much features about all the Wrench family who plays much. It's Joe Wrench is going to sing the song. Joe's got the Big Dipper ice cream cone place going now.
And yeah.
Doing that now. And we got Russ Wrench, is his oldest son, playing the mandolin. His youngest son is playing fiddle, Josh Wrench. So we got all the wrenches and got some other people in there too. So this is called Mama Don't Allow. And let's give it a listen.
Mama don't allow no bluegrass music around here. Mama don't allow no bluegrass music around here. We don't care what Mama don't allow, but I play that bluegrass anyhow. Mama don't allow no bluegrass music around here. Mama don't allow no fiddle playing around here. Mama don't allow no fiddle playing around here. We don't care what Mama don't allow, but I play that fiddle anyhow. Mama don't allow no fiddle playing around here. Gosh.
Mama don't allow the things that Mama don't allow, and
you just
go on anyway, you know.
Because she didn't like any stuff. I don't know.
That happened.
That was from August 3rd of 2008, so we're going back in the archives a little bit. So.
Yeah. Hell, I was there.
You were
doing it all.
Okay.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Swamp got some sad news.
Yeah. We lost kind of like a tribute to a picking buddy of ours, a guy named Mike Beerley. He was the Greenville resident here last few years. We played in a short-lived band back in 2006, which was, you're talking about Russ Wrench. Russ Wrench was playing the band. There was a guy named Floyd Hinkle played guitar and sang, and Mike played fiddle, and his wife Sandy played bass. And you won't hear me playing banjo, but I played banjo in the band. So we call ourselves Shoal Creek, and we played for one summer. And this was Mike, featured Mike on the fiddle, and Russ takes a break on the mandolin. So I think it might be called the Blue Mountain Waltz. It's a waltz anyway, so.
Thank you.
And there it was.
All right.
Swamp. And there it is for October. We'll be back in November.
All righty.
Talking Turkey Day probably a little bit, maybe then. But,
yeah, had a little Thanksgiving theme there.
Yeah. Well, it's, I guess, time to say so long to October,
right.
And see you next month.
All right. See you later.
Homegrown Music Program right here on WGEL.